Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you just heard Pat Narduzzi talking about, a wild recruiting day on Father's Day for Pitt football. And here to join us to follow up, Pat Narduzzi, is the one and only Brian Batko. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad to hear it. Pat Narduzzi said that you're a very nice man. Did you hear the end of that interview?
I did, and I went to look for my ankle tape. Couldn't find any here in the Post-Gazette newsroom, but I guess I'll keep with the search.
Well, what else did I want to say about you? I completely forgot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on your softball team at times. I'm going to be a reserve. And also that the football fix today is obviously going college football and taking a day off from the NFL. So let's start with the recruiting.
I look forward to having you back in the cleanup spot, Joe.
I can still hit. I can't run, but I can hit.
I know. I saw it.
All right. Well, the question is, can some of these guys that they signed hit? They signed seven defensive players and then this 6'6 quarterback. So I guess my question for you is, what about the quality here? Now, Pat says he pays no attention to the stars, and quite frankly, his track record would indicate that he has a long history of taking three-star guys, for example, and making really good football players out of them. But just out of the gate here, what's your read on the actual talent level here?
I mean, I think that's always something that's tough to judge. I mean, not only are these guys, all of them that committed yesterday still have another year of high school football to play. They play at various levels of competition. They play in various states. They go to camps. They're maybe playing positions that they're not going to play by the time they get to college football. So they're all, three-star guys. I know we're not supposed to look at the stars or the rankings, Joe, but I mean, the simple fact is you never want to boil it down to just that, but look at the teams that are at the top of those rankings every year. They're not just random teams that aren't very good. They're your Alabamas. They're your Clemsons. Of course, closer to home, they're your Penn States. And we've seen that the Nittany Lions have been contenders the last couple of years, not just on the field, but in the recruiting rankings. So it seems like the staff is really high on these guys. Obviously, Pat Narduzzi is, or he wouldn't be taking their commitments in June. And the interesting thing to me is you mentioned all the defensive guys, and one thing that I've sort of picked up from, being around Pat Narduzzi for the last year or so and covering that team on a daily basis is with his philosophy and his mentality in football and being a defensive guy, he's going to err on the side of let's grab a defensive guy who's aggressive, fits my scheme, and if it doesn't work out, move him to offense and see what he can do on that side of the ball.
Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette, Pitt football beat writer. I'm really curious about this 6'6 quarterback from, where is he from, Georgia?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, so it's not far from Clemson. I think his dad has actually played football at Clemson. So.
Tell us about him.
Yeah, Davis Bevel. I mean, like you said, the big thing that you notice is his size. And from all the major recruiting sites that, follow this stuff incredibly closely and go to all these camps and watch kids play, it sounds like he's more of an upside guy. He's more potential than production, but that's kind of hard to say because he's been really good as a high school football quarterback. His numbers are off the charts. I had him in my article that was in the Post-Gazette this morning. I mean, he threw something like 30-some touchdowns to only 6 interceptions. So he's getting it done right now under center at Greenville Senior High School, and he's listed as a pro-style / pocket passer on your Rivals and your 247 Sports, but it seems like the kid can run a little bit too. So, I mean, Davis Bevel will be a freshman when Kenny Pickett is a junior. So you could certainly see a passing of the torch from Pickett to Bevel, but they also brought in a quarterback in this class who was on campus last week, and we'll sort of get to know the lay of the land in training camp in New Jersey's Nick Patty. So basically they're replenishing the depth there behind Pickett, and it should be a competitive spot, for years to come. At least that's the plan.
Explain to people, Brian, because I'm picturing Bevel, the kid you just mentioned. He's 6'6", 205, so he's a string bean. Now, suppose this guy takes off in the way that, I don't know, Ben did back in Finley, his senior year, when nobody was really onto him because he wasn't playing quarterback for most of his career. But suppose this kid fills out and takes off, and then, I don't know, the Alabamas of the world all of a sudden want him. Like, when do these verbal commitments become concrete?
That's the big thing about, you know, yesterday's excitement, Joe. I mean, obviously, Pat Narduzzi, his staff, and Pitt fans, every right to be pumped up about that. But they're non-binding verbal commitments, of course. Now that you've got the early signing period, these guys can put pen to paper as early as December, which is what the bulk of Narduzzi's recruiting class did this time a year ago for his 2018 guys who are going to be on campus in August going through training camp. So, I mean, that's when it can become official. Guys can also wait until February to sign, which is the old, you know, national signing day, first Wednesday in February. If a kid tells Narduzzi and company that he wants to do that, it's probably not a good sign, and you might want to lose him. But, I mean, that's kind of the catch-22 about getting a bunch of guys to recruit in June. Now you got to hang on to them. The recruiting's not going to stop for them. Schools are going to keep calling them, even though they say they're headed to Pitt. And, you know, that could probably happen at the quarterback position more than any other one because, like you said, there's still so much development that goes into a young quarterback. A guy can fill out, get bigger, and, you know, who knows if he gets an extra star from one of these recruiting sites. I know people, Pat Narduzzi, he just yelled at you, Joe, for going by the recruiting rankings. But you never know what can happen in this kind of stuff. And it'll be kind of crazy for these high school kids who are still a year out from getting to Pitt, and they're going to be hearing from a lot of people. And if you're Pat Narduzzi, you try to hang on to him as many as you can, and he's done a pretty good job of that at Pitt.
30 seconds, Brian. What's the bigger deal for college football, the new transfer rule where they can basically go anytime they want, or the redshirt rule where you get 4 games before you burn your redshirt?
I actually think it might be the redshirt rule because I think it's just going to add a little bit of, you know, intrigue to every season. I mean, you're going to be able to see maybe some more of these freshmen if they get in for 1, 2, 3, 4 games, and then their coaches can still preserve a year of eligibility. So I think it'll make for an interesting dynamic for quarterbacks, running backs, offensive skill players, especially these kids who come in and maybe aren't quite ready for prime time fully, but fans will at least get to catch a glimpse of them in a blowout or something like that. So that's what's got my eye more than the transfer rule.
You're a wonderful man, and I hope to see you on the softball field soon.
Absolutely, Joe. I'd like nothing more than you to join Mulsey on our team.
I think Mulsey's already on a team. Can he double dip?
He's on our team.
He is? Did he play
That's
already?
What I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
No, we haven't started.
I'll believe it when I see it with him.
All right, Joe. I hope you're there too.
Thank you. Well, that didn't sound too enthusiastic, but I will be there.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Who makes the lineup?
Sometimes Steven Nesbitt. And sometimes it's more of a group effort.
I think I should be the leadoff guy, not cleanup. My on-base percentage is high.
Yeah, but you just said at the top of the spot that you can't run.
Good point. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.